Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
I wonder, you know how like the elves kind of take, they do all the work, but Santa gets the credit. Like, it's all about Santa and his elves. What if the angels were the ones who created us and God got all the credit? Think about doctors and nurses.
Oh, that went a lot of places.
Think about nurses and doctors.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. You're talking about like if God was the CEO.
Right.
And the angels were making everything and stuff like that. And God was just like, yeah, trees over there.
Yeah.
Put a lake right there. That's okay. Still skill.
And what if they had to just like turn in each one of us like our like drawing of each one of us to him? And he's like,
like,
yeah.
in a meeting?
No. Mm-hmm.
And somebody like pitched black people? He was like... Hey.
Yes.
All right. You get to be a top angel.
Mm-hmm.
Promotion. What a heavenly promotion. But also, you discrediting Santa, because he basically found out what two toys to make, which is research, and he was boots on the ground. He was delivering to the whole world in 8 hours.
He's big boss. I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't do nothing, but I'm saying the people who create are usually the ones behind the scenes. That's like
that.
Me being, you know, the executive producer and getting all the credit, but everybody else did the actual work.
I mean, yeah, I could see how that would happen, but seeing as how no one knows, I'll just say God did everything.
He did everything.
I like to think as angels is like background dancers.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Background
like,
no,
like when Beyonce is doing
but not
the
elves.
Thing, the background dancers are like, man, this is a great show, but they're not like... I think the background dancers are writing the songs and singing for real, you know? I think that's how I like to think of it, you know? But hey, guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Thick Threads, the thickest show on the internet, where we go down rabbit holes like on Twitter and Reddit, and we find out just sexual stories, cool, adventurous stories, educational stories.
It started with sexual.
That was the first thread. You straight up read a porn. What was that? Zane's Chronicles. You basically
Sex Chronicles.
Yeah, gave some real serious ASMR.
I should have read it. Midnight.
Y'all welcome. Okay. But yeah, we do other stuff too. It's been a wild ride. Edible stories.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm your co-host Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
Yeah, that was a very extended intro.
Yes. Big,
very personable.
Because I think sometimes we kind of, when we have our conversations, we kind of go into just like all kind of conspiracies and...
I'm excited about this one.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I know what thread you're doing.
Oh.
I know no information, but I know what thread you're pulling on us. I kind of want you to go first. Mine's cool, but...
I was actually going to surprise you with
a
the
new
thread
one?
That I'm doing right
now.
Oh,
so you switched it up? Okay. You still want to go first?
Well, no. I mean, I have my thread for now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's just say them, and then we'll do some kind of rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Okay.
Because my thick fact is what I'm really excited about.
Okay.
I'm head over heels excited about that. Can you say head over heels for anything else besides in love? I'm head over heels excited.
Yeah, you can say that about everything. Head over heels is funny, though, when you think about it. Like,
you basically falling like a dumbass for this person.
Right.
I can't imagine the last... If I ever saw one of my friends fall with their heels up, like a cartoon.
You gotta catch him. You gotta catch him before he hit the ground. So, this one had me hooting and hollering.
Hooting?
Hooting and hollering.
Let's talk about that. It had you hooting?
Hooting and hollering, yes.
I've never walked in on somebody hooting. You see this video? Hoot, hoot, hoot.
Hooting like an owl.
I can't do a good owl. Hoo.
You're right. You cannot.
How do you do an owl?
Hey, have you seen owl legs?
Oh, they're long.
They're long as hell.
Owl legs are long, and they sit crisscross applesauce. They sit like this.
That's some scary shit.
They did not teach us none of that owl stuff. I can't do an owl sound, though.
What are owls good for?
Who?
You know how, I don't mean, not what are they good for, but.
What are they good for?
You know how in the circle of life, there's everybody plays like a part. The bees play a part. You know,
some things
what
just
are owls
kill
here
stuff
for?
And eat.
So just.
I mean, it probably controls rodent populations, you know.
Okay.
Other stuff. It probably, you know, provides some people with warm owl fur.
That's a good question for Pat Geo.
Owl wings. What are owls good for? That's so rude.
Who's going to be offended? The owls?
Yes. The owl community. What are y'all doing? What are y'all here for?
What are you, the owl whisperer?
No, I'm just saying. Why? There's so many animals that you don't really have a purpose, like the stick. What are those stick bugs that just walk around like I'm not a stick?
Well,
that's
that was
whole
rude.
Thing.
That was rude. Saying yeah. They don't have a purpose.
They're just like, hey, you thought I was a stick for a second. That's their whole thing. I'm not a stick, and it just does stuff.
So mine says guys don't want to admit they're taking or seeing someone, but promoting a random girl lash or nail business on their socials. Okay, then. So basically, she's saying they got a girlfriend or a chick that they're dating, maybe seriously, but they promoting random chicks' businesses on socials.
Do guys do that?
In this instance.
Random guys are just promoting like, hey, shout out to Whitney Lashes. I've never seen anybody do that. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen guys promote women's businesses. This is a conversation.
Oh, this is a one like a first person story. POV, a POV.
It's not a story, it's a back and forth. This is basically a Twitter argument.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, we haven't had one of those
we
before.
Haven't.
Okay.
Don't be trying to read mine. I see you looking down.
Hey. Ain't nobody worried about your.
You getting a little
your
scared.
Thread.
Ooh.
Ain't nobody worried about your thread. Cause I came with some heaters.
Okay.
All right. This is from the bowels of Black Twitter.
The bowels.
That's the best part.
Wow. The intestines.
Twitter users share real life stories that sound like movie plots. The tweet is this: tell us a true story from your life that sounds made up.
That's gonna be good.
If anyone has some random stories, it's Twitter.
Absolutely.
It's Twitter. I wonder if I can think of something in my life that sounds made up. I've said a lot of stories that sound made up.
Yeah.
All truthful.
I think I have quite
it's just
a few.
Very, very, very random.
I have some in the arsenal.
Okay. Ooh, I'm gonna tell a haunted one.
Ooh,
we haven't done that yet because Thick Threads does. Some of these threads that I saved are scary. Mm-hmm. You have some scary ones too, right? And October's coming up.
Oh, Halloweeny.
You want to do all scary threads for October?
We can.
That's
I'm down.
Gonna be fire.
Absolutely.
That's going to be fire.
The paranormal.
Paranormal activity. Thick. Thick ghosts.
Ooh.
Thick
I bet
ghouls.
I bet you y'all would be excited if you opened your eyes and saw a big old
we were
booty
haunted
ghost.
By a thick ghost?
A big booty ghost.
Uh-huh. That sounds... I feel like that wouldn't even reach the headlines. I think a nigga would keep that under wraps.
Hey, a nigga tell his homeboys now y'all got sleepovers.
Right. You wondering why your homie is just like dipping out at 2:30 a.m. Right. all the time? I got to be home by the witching hour. What did you call it?
What is it, like 3 o'clock?
Yeah,
3 o'clock 3 in the morning?
Did you call it the witching hour? I mean, 3 a.m. It's my bedtime.
Yeah. Yeah. That nigga don't ever stay. He don't want to ever go on vacation.
Does that apply for you, too? If you had, like, a ghost of some fine dude that was swinging, and you can basically get, you can get rawed every night. Nope, no pregnancy, no diseases, no nothing. Just straight up.
Ghost dick. Taking the ghosty.
Can you be here earlier than 3 a.m.?
And even if I was in a relationship, I could still take the ghosting.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Can't
He's
cheat
not
if they
gonna stretch
did.
Me out. Like,
can't
there's
cheat
no
if they
evidence.
Did.
There's no texting. He's the perfect side nigga.
Yeah, what if your nigga finds your Ouija board and finds all the messages? Hey,
the good thing is the Ouija board don't.
Who was Frederick? Who was Douglas?
What was the last message? He's like, she fucked me.
Who's Rutherford? Who is Rutherford?
That's an old ass name.
Gerald.
Gerald the ghost.
Stonewall. Who's Stonewall? Who's, right. He said, you up. Man. Yeah. But
all right.
Yeah, I'm smacking.
If you nightly. Are, so ghost dick and thick ghosts on the table.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let us know if that arrangement would work with you guys. Actually, let us know if you would be mad if your significant other was cheating on you with some dick. I should ask you that. If you found out that your dude was smacking a thick ghost every night, raw, mm-hmm. but they were dead, would you be mad?
I don't think there's anything that I could do about it except think that he's weird.
That's what I was about to say. Like, it's still like,
but if I had the same if I had the same situation going on and I met him and he had that same, I might want to introduce our ghosts together and
ghost
be like,
foursome, ghost orgy. What if they couldn't see each other?
Dang,
what if you can only see your ghost and he could only see his ghost?
I'm looking over like,
so he's just smacking nothing.
I'm like, wait, you don't fuck me like that.
You getting,
where you get this stroke from?
You getting smacked and it's just you look over and there's nobody there. That'd be fucking weird.
Right.
Especially if y'all switched. What a weird ass situation.
Why Jesus. Do we just have this conversation?
I'm trying to think what position would look the weirdest if you couldn't see the other person.
All of them. All of them would look weird because
probably
of the
doggy,
movement.
Though. Doggy would be hilarious. If a dude was doggy and a ghost and he just had his boner going straight and there was nothing there.
Because you didn't need the
hole. Horrifying.
Hey, he can go anywhere on you, though. It
what
don't
you
even
mean?
Matter. Because, I mean, it's not like it's really going in. So what it's not mean? Like he needs my hole. It's like he could go anywhere on my body.
Oh, you don't think he'd feel
to.
It?
If he's going straight through, he don't need.
Damn, that sucks.
He could fuck my foot.
Damn. Well, that's coming back and helping, I guess. Because if he wasn't feeling it, he's just like, I'm just doing this for the visual.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well. All
right. So who's going first?
I'm gonna go first because I won that. I won that rock, paper, scissors round that I'm not sure we're using.
Right, I'm like.
All right, well, let's get into mine. Tell us a true story from your life that sounds made up. Okay, we starting strong. This dude said, first time I was ever out past 8 p.m., I ran into my friend's grandfather on my way home. He warned me about being out late, saying people are being killed out there. Woke up the next morning to the news that he had been arrested for murder. The killer granddad?
But why? So.
Why'd he spare him?
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Was he trying to be epic?
He said this was his. Who was he, Tim?
Oh, his friend's grand. Maybe that's why.
Okay.
He's probably like, oh, you get a pass because little Jimmy.
So he was out here purging. He was out here purging, telling people, hey.
Get inside.
But it's crazy, inside. Like, because if he's the one that's out here killing people, like, I'd be like, nigga, it's you. Like,
why do
I have to go inside? You're not going to kill me. You warned me to go inside. Like, you know
oh,
what I'm
yeah.
saying?
But
like, why do I need to go inside
saying, like,
if you,
helpful,
you're not going to kill me?
That's some helpful side mission, grandfather, old person thing to say. Just like, hey, get inside. You know they're killing people out here.
Right.
I would just be like,
why
did
you say it
person.
Like that, though?
Because that's he had to have said it kind of menacingly hey. Because he was holding mm-hmm. a crazy secret. He probably just had a knife behind his back like, hey, you better go inside.
Hey, young blood.
They're killing people out here. You know what I mean? And then he was probably like, okay, thanks, Mr. Walters. La, 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 la. And then he probably killed somebody.
See, that's my thing. Like,
that's crazy.
You you wanted me to go inside because people out here killing people, but you've already spared me and you're the killer. So I can't enjoy my walk home. Like, why I got to be scared on the way home if you're not going to kill me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, that's crazy. Killer grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch that. Ooh, here's a good one. My boyfriend died and I met a guy who resembled him so much. While talking, I also learned how much his life was just like his. Survived a near-death experience and had the same scars. A week later, he asked us to come chill at his place. He brought me to the same guy, to the same house my guy used to stay in. So they were in the same place. Jesus Christ. Said, as we were driving there, I kept saying to myself that we can't be going where I think we're going. I walked in and everything was almost the same. I cut him off that same day. Whenever I run into him or we happen to be in the same spot, he always leaves. I haven't talked to him in years.
What?
That's crazy.
That's creepy.
He said, when I got to his house, I was very anxious, mixed emotions. The drinks were not going in.
The drinks were not going in.
Never heard that. The drinks were not going in. I was just very uncomfortable. I wanted to cry, but I also couldn't. It was overwhelming. When we got to his house, I asked him if the neighbors have said anything, and he said one dude told him he resembles the guy that used to stay there. I'm sure they were also shook.
What if?
That's creepy.
What if?
Skinwalkers.
What are those?
I think those are like aliens that take over somebody's skin and okay, they're just like, I'm Persephone.
Okay. So that's what my fake pages do. So what if he was stalking her and he killed her boyfriend and tried to take his look? Similar scars, same house, boyfriend died. What if it
was freaking creepy?
What if it was all a setup? He stalked her and became her boyfriend. And then
he was like, maybe if I wore his skin and had his scars, she'll love me.
I already kind of look like him.
The more it sets in, that one gets creepier and creepier.
Mm-hmm.
This one is crazy. A man used dinner with me and my bestie as an alibi for a murder he committed. To be clear, he brutally killed the woman, then came and had a cozy dinner with us. I found out about the murder and his wife, kids, in another state when detectives came by. Can you imagine going to a dinner? I don't know why her friend was there too, but a double dinner.
I was just about to ask, why she bring her friend to dinner with him? I'm glad she did, if this really happened.
Maybe that's why he didn't kill them. He was just like, dang, it's too many people here.
I was only anticipating when he only brought one set of knives.
Maybe he wanted just like a nice little warm dinner with some company before he went under.
He only brought one thing of chloroform.
He didn't have enough murder weapons?
He didn't have enough murder.
I only brought one choke wire. Well, this is ruined. Right. I guess I'll just get an appetizer. So, can you imagine going on a date that's actually decent and you talking about it with your homegirl who was there for some reason and you just hear a detective just like, hey, that dude.
Right.
Jamarcus that you were just on a date
Jamarcus.
With. Jamarcus. Yeah, he just not only killed the woman, but he has a wife and kids. And you're just like, man.
What have you seen it on the news?
He was charming. Huh?
What if you just saw it on the news?
I think a detective coming first. By is way worse.
No, I'm saying like you see his picture and shit on the news like he's wanted. And then
I don't know
boom,
which one
boom,
is worse. Would you rather that than a detective like telling you and showing you the picture and you're like, what the? Would you rather news?
I feel like.
I don't know.
I don't know because I don't want to look guilty. So if I know before the detective comes, then even though I have nothing to do with it, my response of being like, what? Oh, like I didn't know. I'd rather the detective, like, you know, come to the door and I'm like, oh, shit. It's like a natural response because they look at everything. If you twitch your nose the wrong way, they on your head.
This one's actually kind of cool. I have just two more. The man that robbed me at gunpoint said he was doing me a favor by taking just my phone and giving me the SIM cards back because he felt like I looked like someone that had a bright future and that he hopes to meet me in the future and remind me of his favor to me so I can help him in life.
Meet him in the future?
He basically gave him like a good talking to, like, hey, young man, I'm gonna rob you, but
I'm still gonna take your shit.
Take these SIM cards and because you look like a decent young man with a good future in front of you.
Well, if you're gonna get robbed, I guess that's the best way for it to happen.
Yeah, but don't give me motivation.
You, Well, I mean, you get to at least keep your contacts and messages and shit, like that, and your phone number, like.
But then the audacity of like, hey, and you know, when we see each other again, remind me I did this.
Right, and I'm be like,
you're welcome.
I like, nigga, you going to jail right after this. As soon as you leave, I'm calling the cops. You better run because I'm snitching.
This last one is probably the craziest one. Jesus Christ. Okay. This dude looks like he did this too. He said, I once burgled a home. I like
burgled.
That word. Burgled. If you're a burgler, then you burgle.
What?
Which is crazy.
He just couldn't say burglarized.
I just burgled that house.
Burgled. So. That sounds so, like, nasty. It sounds like something's in your throat.
Yeah, if I took that phone, you got burgled.
I got burgled. Consider me burgled.
I just burgled you on camera.
Way to go. I'm calling the cops.
You just got
the
burgle. He said, I once burgled a home and stole a safe. I cracked the safe and discovered photos of the owner molesting a child. He reported the burglary to the police.
World's dumbest criminals.
I turned the photos in. The cops called him in to discuss the burglary.
I would hope that he would have turned the photos in, because if he would have kept them.
Also, can't be caught with those. Super weird.
Right.
So it's just like, I got to go to the police. You can't just throw those away.
I can't
away.
Keep these. Like,
can't throw them away either.
Right.
Super weird.
He'd be like, well, he has my photos.
That is the ultimate reverse Uno card. You crack a safe, you like, woof, I did it. Expert sleuth. Ugh. I am a sleuth. And then you see, oh my goodness. The fact that those were in this, oh, I guess why that would be in the safe you don't want nobody to find them. Like, but if you were expecting jewelry and cash.
And you see, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm given, even if it was surrounded by gold, I'm going to say, man, I stole this empty safe with nothing but these photos.
Even if he was being wild while the guy was, like, at home. Was the guy at home?
What?
When he burgled it?
He said he burgled a home.
Okay. Burglarized. He could be, no, he could be at home or not. But, like, the wildest shit is when robbers go into people's homes that are actually still there. That's fucking crazy to me.
It's cool.
Like,
it's
I thought
cooler.
You guys case.
You just, like.
I thought you guys case them so that they're not home, so you can go in when no one's home. But.
I play a game called Thief. Where sometimes they schedule, somebody's always home and you gotta be in the next room, know when they're using the bathroom, and you just gotta sneak around and burgle.
So he's, just imagine like if he was tiptoeing on his marble floors, you know, he get through, he's quiet, undetected, and then opens the safe and sees the child porn. That's
my photos. That's I imagine like, he sounded. Jesus. But get this.
What is he, an old English man?
He said,
my photos.
I don't know. Just weird. The cops called him in to discuss the burglary. He confessed we both went to prison.
Like, nigga, so I'm going to go to prison and I helped y'all out. I helped y'all.
Catch a predator.
To catch a predator.
But you also tried to catch some stock and
so
bonds,
it's kind of like
money. That's his payment.
None vigilantism.
I'll try to set up a negotiation. Like, what I stole was my payment so you guys didn't have to pay a cop or detective?
Or, you know, I'm amused with this, so I'm out here getting the bad folks. She should hire me.
He should have had, like, a tagline that's just like, no one's safe. Yeah. I did. All right, let's hear your thread. Some things are sitting on the table. Were they interested in my thread? Some things was on the table like this. Tell me more about this burglar.
Tell me more. Shit.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Does that count as the intro to your thread or the outro of my thread? Because I was about to say, that makes my thread better.
Look, we can do whatever we want with it.
All right, now your thread starts. So
okay.
That little adjustment is part of my thread, Sky.
Wow. Thanks.
Intro.
And marketing. Okay. So, guys don't want to admit they're taking or seeing someone but promoting a random girl's lash or nail business on their socials. Okay, then. This is from hashtag Cali_.
So this is the Twitter argument. This is what somebody said, and now the rest is just comments underneath.
So this guy Uncle K responds and says, "So what?" And she says, "In all caps, so just admit that's your girl."
The one who's that they're promoting, or the unknown person?
The girl with the business.
Okay.
"So just admit that's your girl." He responds in caps. All of this is in caps. "It's not." "Then who is she to you?" "A business owner. You never get your lashes done. Why you need to promote her for?" That's what she said. "What? I can't support an up and coming black women's business?"
Took it there.
"Who is she to you?" "An admirable entrepreneur. I feel like you're gaslighting me." "You're avoiding my questions." I answered.
Yeah, he's answering.
She's an admirable entrepreneur trying to keep her head above waters in this cost of living crisis.
He's doing too much. He is doing way too much.
"How do you know her?" "Hello." "Through business." "Have you slept with her before?" Or, "Define slept. We all sleep." "Have you and said girl ever had intercourse where you now need to show support?" Or, he goes, "Of course we've had intercourse." And then
he had a decent point up until
then. He goes and Googles intercourse, and intercourse reads communication or dealings between individuals or groups.
I hate it.
And she goes, "Sexual." And he says,
"Yeah, you do need sexual before
he
intercourse."
He said, "Well, if that's what you wanted to know, why didn't you ask that first?"
Okay, this guy's winning me back.
And she's like, "So now answer." He says, "Can you reword the question?"
Yeah, this guy's hilarious.
She said, "Are you being supportive because you've had a sexual experience with her? I'm waiting." He says, "No, I'm being supportive because I support black women, not because of sex." And she goes, "Because of the sex you both shared together?" He says, "No, because how will she pay her bills if her business doesn't thrive?"
Oh, God, he's losing me again.
She goes, "Do you have feelings for her?" "Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends." She goes, "She's more than a friend. Just be honest." He says, "She's a super friend."
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chuck Norris of avoiding the question. This guy, this is on an expert level.
Right? He's the final boss.
He's mad.
And so she goes, "Oh, so you're making new subcategories." He said, "Okay, what is she then, since you know everything?" And she says, "That woman is your wife." And he says, "Do you see a ring on her finger?" There's no picture of said woman, by the way.
Okay.
"She takes it off while lashing. You should know that, seeing as you're all up in her business." He goes, "Her business is not what I'm up in."
Just threw everything out.
She goes, "Ladies and gentlemen," and a meme of Drewski saying, "You're caught.
We got him.
We got him. We got him.
Wow.
And so everybody starts responding and is like, LMAO, he responds saying LMAO. And other people are like, "No, no." And somebody said,
he almost had her.
Somebody said, "Can't believe your urge to make a joke was your downfall."
Right.
He said, laughing my ass off, "I couldn't help myself, man. I fucked up."
"Your business isn't what I'm about to be in." He threw it all out
shit.
For the joke.
He
for
was
joke,
so good. And the joke just killed it all.
That's fantastic.
He was very witty. I got to give it to him.
He was doing some black belt level conversationing.
But she was good, too. I got to give her credit because she didn't let up on this nigga.
No, for sure. She was upset.
Her question,
something fresh.
Now, it makes me think, do they know each other? And are they actually talking about a real woman, because saying, "Do you see a ring on her finger?" When there's no picture.
I think they just meant in general. It's usually not a ring on the finger, because I've seen Twitter interactions like that. Twitter's a magical place like that. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be surprised. It does seem like two strangers having a hilarious conversation.
I think they might know each other. That's
yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy Spitty here from DGB, aka Dirty Glove Bastards, Off the Porch Podcast. Now, if you're a fan of artist interviews, then make sure to check out and subscribe to Off the Porch, a show that interviews everybody from the dopest up and coming artists, your favorite OGs and legends, street comedians, directors, and other influential people from the culture. And it's brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
My conspiracy.
Maybe. That was
she fine. Might be his girl, and he done fucked up and put some random bitch last line.
That was great. That was a great argument. I love listening to people. Well, I mean, that I didn't even think of that as a thread possibility, because mm-hmm. people argue on Twitter, and sometimes it's the best shit ever.
So now, because I know you were a little, once I read the initial thread, you were a little uninterested in my thread. How did it pan out?
It was great. I wasn't sure because I thought I didn't know what the thread was going to be about. I didn't mm-hmm. know it was going to be a back and forth. Mm-hmm. But no, that was flames.
That's why that I said it had me flame. Hooting and hollering.
Hooting, yeah. Mm-hmm. That did deserve a couple hoots. I still don't really know what that means. Mm-hmm. I am ready for these thick facts.
You ready?
I'm
ready.
That was a good little battle, but I'm ready for round two.
You ready?
I okay. am.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Thick old facts. Mm-hmm. I went first with the thread. So let's see how thick your facts can be.
All right. California has passed a bill that would prevent companies from punishing employees who use cannabis outside work.
I heard. That's it's about time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's been 6 years since California legalized recreational marijuana, mm-hmm. but workers in the state can still face punishment if they fail cannabis tests required by their employers. Mm. That could soon change. This week, lawmakers in Sacramento passed a bill that would protect employees who use marijuana while they're off the clock. Mm-hmm. A win for cannabis reformers after earlier versions of the measurement stalled in previous legislative sessions. If the governor signs it, California would become the seventh state to restrict companies from penalizing employees who get high on their own time. Who the hell? Wait, what states beat us? Seventh?
I don't know. I didn't think about the drug test part. That's really big. I was thinking mm-hmm. like you don't have to like hide it on social media. But does mm-hmm. that mean you can like walk in smelling like weed?
But you probably don't want to push it like that.
Y'all you probably can't don't. Do nothing.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
I like that. I like that we're becoming more. We're just becoming. I don't want to say free because free is a mm-hmm. weird word now. Weed is becoming a little bit more accepted.
Yes.
You know, it's
mushrooms next.
And there was there was like a study that said that more people are smoking weed now than cigarettes.
And cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah, which I is great. That. Great. Less.
But you know, mushrooms is next.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, a story we actually just did on the podcast was weddings are now like supplementing alcohol for magic mushrooms. People are choosing to do psychedelic mushrooms at weddings now. Because there's no hangover at the end, at the next day and stuff.
Oh, really?
And there's like a lot of connections between microdosing with mushrooms and curing depression and anxiety. There's like a lot of good medicinal stuff with mushrooms. So people are making the.
You just lose your mind for a second, and when you come back, you're like, oh.
Well, that's cured. The stigma. That's the stigma. I don't think you lose your mind on shrooms, especially if you just do a little bit at a time.
I guess when I hear the word psychedelic, I always think. Just out of this world, out of your mind.
Yeah, if you do a lot, it's going to get psychedelic.
Yeah.
You're going to see that purple haze.
Oh, no. That Requiem of a Dream.
Oh, that's hard drugs.
Oh.
That's hard drugs. All right.
Okay.
You ready for my fact?
I'm ready. You gonna set your phone up for this?
Woo! Okay. What you got going on. This is so cool to me. I don't like the brand, but it's very cool. All right.
Wait, what's the brand?
Oh, you'll see. The U.S. Navy's submarine periscope, you know, the little periscope, how you see. So the U.S. Navy's submarine periscope controls used to cost $38,000 until 2017 when they realized that $30 Xbox controllers could do the job.
Get the f-
Is it that crazy?
$38,000. That's a hell of a bag to hell lose. Of a
diff- oh, what? If you're 38,000 like Periscope Incorporated. Can you imagine the things that made Periscope when they found out about that? Just, you said what? They're using right. What?
Xbox.
You just see them like, with the little headset.
They're going to instantly try to sue them for something.
$38,000 to 30. I can't ooh. Imagine what they, I mean, I hope all the Navy, they got new ships and guns and.
Right, because now you can use that. You said guns. because you can use, now they can use all that money that they were spending
for other stuff. On. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, $37,000 and $970 left over.
Why did you say it like that?
Because I had to figure it out as I went. That's insane. Who found that out? It said 2017. Did they find like a USB port in right. the
bed? I wonder what it is now.
Wait a minute.
So they probably got rid of all the periscopes. Now it's just Xbox controllers.
Oh, periscopes are probably antiques immediately. Mm-hmm. So here's the backup spiel. In 2017, the Virginian Pilot newspaper reported that the Microsoft game console controllers have replaced the helicopter-style stick used to control the periscope on Virginia-class submarines. The periscope itself is not the rotating tube most people think of thanks to Hollywood movies. That's what we thought.
Uh-oh.
Nowadays, the pilot reported subs are equipped with two photonics masts that rotate 360 degrees. High-resolution cameras send back images that are displayed on large monitors and everyone in the control room can see. Oh, that's way less cool.
Yeah.
Where'd this come from? Did somebody just make that up? That's awesome.
That's like what they did with a multiple personality disorder and dissociative identity disorder.
Oh, deep.
The movies. Yeah, the movies call it multiple personality, but there's no multiple personality disorder. It's dissociative identity disorder. And so nobody thinks like that, you know, because of Hollywood.
I was going to say Mickey Mouse is probably to blame because, you know, them old cartoons.
Oh, like right.
This, and then the little thing would pop up but with who the said eyeball it
was,
on it.
But who said that was a periscope, though?
I mean, it was how they saw.
Yeah, but was, I'm saying, like, why? Who named it? Who named that thing a periscope?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's not crazy. Really efficient because it's one person looking at a time as mm-hmm. opposed to this, which seems like an Iron Man display. It says that there's something called photonic masks that rotate and then cameras send back images that are on large monitors for everyone in the control room to see. So.
And now they can use Xbox controllers.
No, it's just the Xbox.
So now it's just like they're just
$30
moving it. Like this.
It says the Navy got together and they asked a bunch of JOs and junior guys, what can we do to make your life better? They basically said, and one of the things that came out is the controls for the scope. It's kind of clunky in your hand. It's really heavy. In an effort to cut costs, Lockheed Martin and Navy officials were looking at off-the-shelf technology. And for crew members who grew up playing video games, the answer was simple. The Xbox controller typically costs less than $30. The pilot reports say that the photonic mast hand grip and imaging control panel cost about $38,000.
Wow.
The effort to put familiar technology in the hands of sailors won't stop with the controllers, as touchscreens like those on iPads and other devices will soon be incorporated into the tasks.
Wow.
Getting futuristic out here.
Yeah. They might want to stick, I mean, if they want to be cost effective, just stick with the Xbox controllers. But once you start introducing iPads and all kind of shit, now you're going back up thousands.
Yeah, but I think it's more about efficiency. I think the Army got it, you know, if they were paying 38 racks.
Mm-hmm, right.
But, I think that, you know, but I think it's going to be crazy. Are they going to get, like, the top Call
we're
of Duty?
About the Navy.
Huh?
Navy.
What? Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be crazy if they get the top, like, Call of Duty and Fortnite players to, like, control robots in war.
Right.
Because it seems like everything's going towards gaming.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they start hiring gamers to do shit like that. That's
what all these
good.
All these tech all these tournaments and teams mm-hmm. and stuff.
Then finally you can be 19 with experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because usually...
But then the drafts won't be deadly. We won't lose humans, so maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Maybe this is all what Elon Musk is planning. I love Elon Musk. 2.1?
I mean, 2.0.
He gives me villainous vibes sometimes.
Yeah. He has, it seems like he might have a dark sense of humor. Is he dark?
I think he's seen some things.
I think he's dark.
I think when you see some things like that, you end up, it rubs off on your personality a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. All right. Well, that was those were some great facts. Those were some great threads.
Yes.
I know we wanted to do a mini thread. You had a pretty dope thread that you had on your phone. You saved a warning. This isn't like a funny thread or an exciting thread. This is actually
a
cool thread that went viral to warn women about the dangers of sex trafficking.
Yes.
Which is a crazy problem right now. Mm-hmm. And I can't even quote the stats on how horrific and how rampant it is going on right now. But I think it's important that we highlight these kind of threads as well.
Yeah. So basically it's given about maybe 5 or 6 tips on what to look out for when you're out and about.
Yeah.
You know, so it says, ladies, pay attention. Sex trafficking methods, a thread. The broken glass method.
Okay.
They will place glass behind one or more of your tires to cause you to have a flat. They will then follow you until you eventually stop and inspect your vehicle. Once you get out, they'll kidnap you.
So that's just kind of like, Watch your back tires. Mm-hmm. Watch, you know, just do a little sweep. And then I guess if you do get a flat tire, make sure you're in a very public place before you stop.
I've gotten a flat tire before. It was 12:30 at night. Mm. I was on the freeway and I was headed to my parents' house and my tire just went completely flat. I drove on the rim. Mm. Until I got to my parents' house.
Good.
I was not going to stop on the freeway. I have this whole paranoia about being stranded somehow.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Don't risk it.
Just yesterday, I saw a lady stranded, and I called a tow for her and waited for her and paid for the tow for her because this black lady stranded in the middle of the street, her
Check
car.
You out.
Because I just don't, it makes me so uncomfortable seeing like women on the side of the road. Like it just.
And that's why that was a great one, because you would never think like, oh, this flat was intentional because somebody back. Yeah, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The perfume method. One or more women will approach you and ask if you want to try a sample of perfume. Do not let them spray the substance on you or even inhale the substance on a paper. The drug will lead to an eventual blackout that will make your kidnapping inevitable.
Chemical warfare. So, it's crazy that there's women on these.
Yeah,
that's really wild.
Sometimes those are
some of the
being trafficked themselves, you know.
They don't have a choice.
Right.
Wow.
But when I think about stuff like that, I'm like, how random would it be for just a random lady to be like, smell my perfume? Like, get your hands away from me.
But also it doesn't say where that person is in public. They could be outside of a mall or somewhere where it makes sense. You know, vendors.
Like, and I really don't even like it when they ask me in the perfume counter to smell this. I'm like,
don't sniff random stuff.
Right. So, the zip tie method. This just sounds so like, eerie. The traffickers look for women who are alone and alone with kids, especially. They wait until you leave your vehicle, then they put a zip tie on your vehicle. The most common areas are door handles. This lets the traffickers know you are a potential vulnerable target. Inspect your vehicle as often as you can. But it doesn't really say like what to do. I guess if you see a zip tie on your shit, like go back in. Because
I don't kind of, are they saying that if they see you walk in somewhere, they'll tag the car?
Mm-hmm. And I guess
to make sure that they know which one is
going. I'm gonna start looking at my car from through my camera to see if there's anything.
Yeah, that's
really
scary. You really gotta inspect your car now. Mm-hmm. Like I heard about that. Like people leave air tags and stuff on the car too. Mm-hmm. Like you really gotta. Mm-hmm. Man, that's terrifying.
The laced tissue method. I know this is kind of the more popular one right now because there was a viral story of a lady who experienced this. The traffickers stuff a piece of tissue on various places of the vehicle. Do not attempt to remove the tissue at all. The tissue is laced with drugs to make you more vulnerable to being abducted.
Just
leave
it
on your car unless you have tweezers to remove it. But what I say is don't even use tweezers to remove it, because what happened with the lady, she...
It's a dollar.
So you see how you have... I have nails like this. She had long nails. She used her nails to take the tissue off, but then she opened the car door and the drug was still on the door handle. Mm. So even though she didn't pick up the napkin, she still ended up touching the door handle, which had the drugs on it. And then she ended up basically being drugged.
So
and
it was
having
on the tissue
to...
and they were rubbing it on stuff.
So I'm guessing the tissue, if they put it on the tissue, they just stuffed it in and it got on the door too.
Wow.
You know, so
it's
I would
like
say
the zip tie one. If you see it, mm-hmm. just be cautious.
I'd say if
and
anything,
retreat.
Like if you see something like that, have a, you know, I got a whole box of gloves. Like, you know, I keep a little pair of gloves I got gloves in my purse now. Mm-hmm. So if you see anything like that, if you have gloves, or maybe start carrying gloves on you just in case you get put in a situation like that. Hmm. The help me method. This is Ted Bundy. This has to be. But I'll just say, sex traffickers will exploit any and every weakness. They will prey on your vulnerability and kindness by using women, children, and even the elderly to lure you into dangerous situations. The most common situation is women will knock on your door at 3 a.m. claiming that they are in danger. But if you threaten to call the cops, three men will come out from the shadows and they'll all retreat into a van. Anytime anyone is asking for help, call the police. Don't assess the situation yourself.
You call the police, and even if they're just like, they're right behind me.
I know, that's so like messed up. But right. then it's like, I don't know, because what if they use a kid? What if it's a lady and a kid at 3 right. a.m. knocking on my door? I'm like, oh shit, like I don't want them to get caught. And then they was like, well, why didn't you open the door? Because I didn't know if it was a setup.
That's insane.
Like, that's
yeah, if
tough.
That happens, you don't know what, I don't know what you
right.
to do.
There was like that scan that they used to do in like the parking lots in Inglewood. I heard about this one in Inglewood, where like pregnant ladies, they would use pregnant ladies to kind of like trap you into stuff, like you focusing on the pregnant lady and then some guy gets in your car while you're, you know, yeah. talking to her or whatever, and then you get robbed.
I think the main thing, and I say this on my podcast all the time, is just like all women need to have a firearm. They just do. I hate to seem like I'm pushing that, but it's just like these stories, we can't just keep reading these stories
right.
and just being like, well, good luck. Like, yeah. I feel like a situation like that, like if it's like a kid or something and you just mm-hmm. can't bring yourself to just be like, no, mm-hmm. I'm calling the cops, but you know, don't let them all the way into your house. Let them in right there. And if you have a gun, then it's just like,
yeah, hold the gun on them. Like,
not on them, but just like have them right,
be like,
right next
look,
to the
unless
door.
Unless y'all try some funny shit, like I'm here to help.
Yeah, just being
but
aware
no,
of
I'm crazy
like,
too.
You could be backdooring me right now. Because right. all it would take is them to be like, can I go to the bathroom? And just open the door for somebody.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, so, I'm not qualified to say what to do in that situation. But it's good to tell people that that could be the situation.
And the messed up part about that is, remember how I was just telling you about how I helped a lady. Mm-hmm. They're saying they use women. You know, our kindness,
yeah.
It could have been a setup, but, you know, but luckily it was in the daytime.
Right.
You know, middle of the day, very, very busy street. And I didn't have to go anywhere alone where she never got in my car. You know, I just pulled to the side and made sure she was good because she was like really sad and messed up.
How are nice people are supposed to be nice nowadays?
I know. And now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, damn.
There's so
like,
many consequences.
Yeah. But she never asked to get in my car or anything like that. So I made sure I right. kept boundaries, you
yeah.
know, but just thinking about it like, shit, I just did this yesterday. I could have been, you know, being preyed on and not even
the best advice is to just mind your own business mm-hmm. and don't help anybody. But if you're that type of person, just be very, very careful.
But I'm going to tell you the one that scares me the most, because I don't really know what to say to people to, it's the one where they'll purposely hit your car. So
oh,
then
the,
you
the,
have to stop.
Right.
And then when you do, they do whatever they're going to do to get you.
Even if it's like it's at night or something like that.
Right. So it's like, well, shit, it's at nighttime. I just got in an accident. Mm-hmm.
Well, they say, and when I say they, I don't, you know, this, I don't think this applies to black people, but if you're pulling over for an accident or a police officer, you have the right to go to the next well-lit spot. You don't have to just pull over on the side of a dark road, even if the siren's on. You can. Now, is that going to piss the cop off and make them do some wild stuff? Oh, they're fleeing. You know, I don't know. You can all.
But then maybe
it could be a fake cop, too. Yeah.
That's where I was about to go with it. Like, the fake cop scenario is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. But
what do you even do?
You know, the girls who got tricked with the fake cop probably never thought they would ever get tricked with the fake cop.
Right.
You know, you never know that if any of these situations will happen to you until it happens to you.
Right.
So it's so like,
what do you even do? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't think we're qualified to say what you should do. It's just good to bring awareness to these things so you know.
So in this climate, I think what I would do if I got put in that situation where I got in an accident, I'm probably going to call the police immediately.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a fender bender or not. Like, right.
Someone
you
hit
know,
me, I just want to make sure that we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
And even if that seems extra, it's better than betting your life on it. You know?
Right. So I know that I've even heard
there's sometimes people in front of you in on it who stop short.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
So was there any more?
That was the last one. The helping method was the last one. And I said that about Ted Bundy because so many women fell victim to him because he utilized crutches, like. He would drop his keys by his
injury
car.
On a hike, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I need help. Can you grab my keys for me? And then as soon as she bends down to get the keys, boom, he's pop.
Yeah, if you're being helpful, be aware also. Because sometimes people drop their guard because they're like, oh, I'm helping.
Mm-hmm.
What could happen? You know, I'm doing a good thing.
Right. I'm helping someone disabled. Like, you know, and I'm one of those people. I'm very kind. Mm-hmm. So thank God I wasn't, you know, around the time that, you know, he was doing all that. But I just think about anybody could be in that situation and they just take your kindness and use it for weakness. And sometimes kindness is weakness.
Hey,
you know, unfortunately.
Stop being nice out here.
Be a bitch.
But no, that was great. I'm really, really glad you read those. I hope that helps. I hope that doesn't freak people out. I mean, it is really scary to hear, but if that's what's going on, y'all need to know about it. So,
if it saves one person, at least, even if it doesn't, if absolutely. It does,
Just as long as it's people are aware of it.
Yes.
But that has been not only a hilarious, but a very informative episode of Thick Threads.
Hope you enjoyed.
That was fantastic. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We will see you guys next week.
Okay. Bye.
What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Dr. Shonda.
And Chanel.
And we're here from
the Double Dose Podcast. We are one set of twins
with two different perspectives.
We both have faced many challenges in career,
life,
and relationships.
And we are transparent about how we've relied on our faith to overcome them.
If you want to hear us discuss current events,
pop culture,
and relationships,
and everything else in between,
tune in to the Double Dose Podcast. And it's brought to you exclusively by
the Revolt Podcast Network.
Anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.